teach your children well. Their fathers have.
How to talk to your child about the coronavirus from all of us here at KPTZ. Let's talk about how to talk with children about the coronavirus. Madeline Levine, a clinical psychologist, tells the story of a boy about 8 years old asking his mother if he can have a play date with a friend. She responds, "Okay, but I'll only pencil it in case, you know, the world ends." This seemingly lighthearted response may be confusing or terrifying to her son. Many parents may unknowingly communicate their own fear concerning this serious pandemic. Our fear or discomfort with the unknown can affect our judgment and decision-making. Many of us can relate to this when we think about being in a serious situation, for example, in which we nervously laughed. The following information about children is meant to aid parents when talking with them about the pandemic we face. Children under 5 think magically, so trying to explain the specifics of the coronavirus pandemic would not tend to comfort them. Typically, young children do as well as their parents are doing and will look to you for clues on how to react. Letting them know that you will take care of them provides comfort and a feeling of security. Use simple and matter-of-fact instructions about hand-washing and social distancing to inform them that this is how we can help ourselves and help others and stay healthy. For children 5 to 10 years old in this age bracket, children have begun to think more logically and are still concrete in their way of thinking. They may lag in their understanding of abstraction or sarcasm. If they overhear someone expressing their fear about the virus, they may come home saying, "Are we all going to die?" It is appropriate to state, "No, we're not all going to die. What is it you heard that makes you think that could happen?" It's good to keep an open mind and an open line of communication with your children in order to find out what they are hearing. You can correct any misinformation they might hear. It is appropriate to minimize exposure to TV news, which is often overly dramatic and fear-raising. It is not just what your children overhear, but more importantly, how they interpret it. 11 to 15-year-olds in this age bracket, adolescents think much more logically and can understand abstract concepts, that is, the bigger picture. They are more likely to understand sarcasm, yet it is wise not to assume that they do. Adolescents are stressed just by being a teenager. You might hear your teenager say, "This sucks. I'm not staying home. None of my friends are sick." You can express understanding by saying, "You know, we know you miss hanging out with your friends," and remind them that other people, especially relatives and friends, are counting on them to stay home so that COVID-19 is not spread further into the community. This reinforces the concept that adolescents can be very self-centered but are also very socially conscious and want to help. As parents, our task is to calm ourselves so that we don't alarm our children with our own fears and anxiety. Limiting our exposure to all the media news can be helpful. This particular time in the world is a great opportunity to share with our children the behaviors we all can engage in to reduce stress, such as games, meditation, walking, going out into nature, and we can work on new ways as a family. In times of uncertainty like the current pandemic, adults and children will all be stressed by the many changes that have occurred in our lives. Some fun things to do that can help reduce stress: dancing, singing, making up songs about having to stay home, for example, making videos, drawing. Children often reveal a lot of what they are feeling inside when they draw. Painting, play wrestling, yoga, shooting baskets, kicking a soccer ball. Kids love playing with empty boxes like refrigerator boxes, making tents, bicycling, cooking together, and assorted games are all fun activities that let families blow off some steam and get away from daily concerns. One of the more illuminating activities is to let your child teach you a game or a concept. It is fun for the parent and allows the child to feel that they can be in that teacher, knowledgeable role. We hope that this information will help you to rise to the occasion during these most challenging times. Stay tuned to 91.9 FM KPTZ and stay healthy.